continued to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so. Just Breaks brings you the e-brake. We'll give you some candidates of some wheels off broadcasting, and we'll let you vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from, I guess this was during the hardline shift, was it not? Michael Krennic, Bad Radio. That's right. I'm sorry, it was during Bad Radio's hours of broadcasting. And we're still fighting through some technical issues up here, but hear us now, P1s. It's getting better. Things are looking up on the technical front. But we're still having some problems from time to time, and sometimes we don't know why they're happening. Including this time where Michael Krennic's trying to do his ticker, but he couldn't turn off music in the ticker room.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket ticker!
I've got random music coming from somewhere. Terrific. Rangers, please. We're not getting complacent coming out of the break. Excellent ticker.
Hang on.
This hour of Bad Radio brought to you by Driver Select.
I didn't have music ready because his ticker just ended suddenly. He's got something going on in there.
So
I can't get this music to stop playing. I don't know where it's coming from.
The ticker ended about a minute and a half early.
So Krennic has music playing in his room that he can't figure out?
Yeah, because it's on the same plot as the internet. It's routed really.
Turn off everything.
I did. It's gone.
Now watch if I turn him off.
So you've turned off.
Now here's the music I was going to use, but I wasn't. It was about 90 seconds early there. So here's Bad Radio and a massive V-break.
Do you have, so you didn't get to your news and stuff?
Well, come in here and do your ticker.
Yeah, come in here.
All right, he'll need his script, though, won't he?
Who cares? Just come in. Krennic, it's Krennic, dude.
So what did they ever figure out that was?
We have no idea, because he had me come in here and look at it, and I have no idea where it was playing from.
How'd they finally get it to turn off? The song finally ended?
I guess so. It just stopped.
It's kind of pleasant music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, every time they bring him up, there's that ridiculous music.
It's his theme song. It follows him everywhere he goes.
Yeah. So there's the Michael Krennic ticker, although it's not his fault. We'll put him up for the e-break. Up next here in the e-break, it is one Joyce Durham from the Dunham and Miller Show. Sometimes I have what I call sunspots. I just kind of go blank and... It's very unfortunate here because when you start the show, you want to get off to a good start. So when we start the show at 5:35, you're hoping to get right on, say, hey, this is what's going on today. Good morning to you. And this is our show. And here we are. And I couldn't even get out the first eight words. Well, good morning to you. It is 5:35 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll get things started this morning, Tuesday, July 17th. 2002, oh my gosh, 2012, we got a lot of things to discuss this morning.
What's going on here?
I just went into time warp. I'm time traveling. I just clearly went back 10 years. 2002, what the hell?
But that was two separate missteps in about 20 seconds.
January 2002.
And then corrected yourself, and then 2002.
I'll take 10 years younger.
I was clearly time traveling. Clearly.
Maybe you were.
Yeah.
Did you have some sort of alien interfacing this morning on your way into work?
No. No, not that I know of. No, I think I'm okay. Maybe. Actually, I wasn't. I think I was half asleep starting the show on Tuesday.
Do you think that something positive or traumatic happened in your life in January of 2002 and you want to go back there, it's like Lost.
Yeah, maybe. Something happened.
Think about January of 2002 in your life and see if there's a link.
Okay. No, it wasn't that. Is that when that movie came out?
Is that when we all went to the theater to watch that?
Maybe. I don't know. All right, well, that is me up for an e-break. I know that much. And one Junior Miller is also up for an e-break.
This? I protest this.
Well, I don't know. This is what Jarrett says. You had a Rosengarten. You had a Craig Rosengarten.
Yes, very rare for...
On the ticket.
Yes, very rare for a woman to have a decent-looking foot. And I remember in adolescence when you'd look at the swimsuit issue, the Sports Illustrated, and I remember getting distracted and by some of these supermodel feet.
You've always brought this up. You hate these sinew feet.
Sinew feet?
Excuse me?
Sinewy feet. Sinewy feet.
Thank you. God almighty.
Yes, I hate
sinew feet. I never
heard
that term until... Well, I hadn't heard that term either. But
sinew?
Yeah, but...
Sinew foot sounds like a sinus relief medicine for your feet.
Right.
But until Gordo used to talk about it, she has sinew. What are you talking about?
Sinew foot. And don't you notice it now?
Sinew or sinew foot.
Sinew.
Yeah, I have no explanation other than I've been doing a lot of DFW Sinus Select commercials lately, and they've drilled into my head balloon sinuplasty.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I got hung up on that.
Foot.
Or maybe if you're named Craig on this station, you just have problems.
You're a fly guy. If your name's Craig, fly guy.
All right, so is it the technical meltdown on the ticker? Is it one Junior Miller, or is it me? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Who you vote for?
George's ankylosing spondylitis.
Okay, that's from that spot, but I guess that's a vote for me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George. I'd like to cast my vote for, my horny vote for you. Thank you very much.
Marge, don't you speak that way.
Triple fake Marge there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Dude.
Hi.
Whatever. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Da-da-da. I'm a robot. Da-da-da. I'm a robot. I'm Robot Santa. I'm Robot Santa. That's who I am.
Who you vote for?
I'm making a list.
Okay. Who you vote for?
Going nowhere.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That is Ophice Mornborn.
Courage. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, listen, when are we going to get some pitching in here? I mean, here it is, 2002. Jerry Nairn's got this club going nowhere.
Thank you.
Jerry Nairn.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I love that music in the background, so my vote is for the ticker meltdown.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to Nathan and Jackson, and I'm in 2002. Do you think I can watch you guys on the swing box?
I don't think it'd go back that far now.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, I'd like to vote for you, and let's take the party back to my house.
Okay, let's just go ahead and do that, and I win.
That's a noted gay come on, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
You just agreed to it.
I guess so.
I don't know if I win on that.
Yeah, I had no idea, but Gordon knew pretty quickly, didn't he?
No, it's not.
All right, so another win for me in the emergency break.
Well, good morning.
It is 5:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We get things started this morning, Tuesday, July 17th, 2002. Oh my gosh, 2012. We got a lot of things to discuss this morning.
What's going on here?
I just went into time warp. I'm time traveling.
I just clearly went back.
Is that 99 wins for me?
Wow.
When you catch yourself. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. What are you saying?
Believe it or not, it's your first win in 6 months.
Wow.
But you do tie Norm for the all-time lead. It's your 55th win.
Couple of all-timers, me and Norm.